Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and good to be with you. It's always good to be with my friends and my heroes, small business owners, those of you who are out there making it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, you know you do. You know, altogether, small business owners in America produce over half of the gross domestic product in America, almost half of, over half of almost $11 trillion. And one of the guys who knows all about that and feels the same way I do about you is our friend and our guest this half hour, Randy McCollum, Vice President of Strategic Alliances for Administaff. Randy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to be good to have you back, and thanks for the hospitality. It's good to be here with you guys.
Well, we're always thrilled when you come to town, so we'll always make it available for you.
I appreciate that very much. Randy, as I may have mentioned the last time we visited, I want to mention it again right now and get your thoughts on it again. Several years ago, in the 20th century, I was saying that the three things that the small business owners needed to be able to do, really businesses really needed to be able to do in the 21st century, was leverage technology and network with people to build relationships, and then develop strategic alliances. Those are the three things. You know, I knew they were going to get the products out. I knew they were going to get the services out. I knew they were going to take care of the customers. But those are three things that I think are particularly important in the 21st century.
Couldn't agree with you more. You know, as you go through your business life, whether it's in large business, mid-size, or in the small business world, you need to quickly find out that you need to find those that have a common interest and work very closely with them to for each other's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done here, because our focus is on the small business the center of the HR component of what goes on in the small business, particularly those that are growing, is leverage that technology to bring and access for our clients a number of things that are critical to their survival and their development as a company. And we sit in a very unique and position with roughly 5,000 clients. We have the ability to go out on their behalf, work with best-of-breed providers to bring them any number of services, buying power, and such. So, and the way we look at that is find those companies, large or small, that have a common interest in the type of customers and clients that we're looking for, and begin to work with them. And so far, that's worked out real well for us.
And in the 21st century, Randy, I'm hearing the word competitor said less, and the word partner said more.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and that's something that I think you'll see even more in the future. There's room for everybody, no matter what space you're on. And if you isolate yourself and insulate yourself from believing that you have to keep everything under wraps, you really can't get or benefit from it like you should. In a lot of cases, we work with people that are not necessarily directly in our space, mm-hmm. but maybe on the fringes of our space. And what we find out is that we have a lot of common, much more in common than we do the other way.
And sometimes these are people that 10 years ago you might have thought were a competitor. You might have felt a company might have felt threatened by a person, a company in their position.
Yeah, exactly. I think what we have found and what we're trying to foster and develop here is that what you find is that a lot of times if you're specific in a space, that you're going to find that they're going to send business your way through an introduction and a referral because they're not specific in that particular mm-hmm. space. And likewise, you're going to find those that you'd like to accommodate. And if you can partner with someone, you can turn or refer that to somebody else, and you've got a satisfied customer, even though they may not be directly providing a revenue opportunity for you. Those tend to come around back to you in good faith and as an introduction to somebody else.
Well, and see, in the previous half hour, I was talking, and I introduced you to Karen Post, who's one of our branding experts. And so what you just talked about was building a memory, a positive memory with that customer, maybe who by handing them off, you know, it didn't necessarily benefit you. In fact, you actually sent them over to somebody else. But they don't forget the fact that you were the person that made that connection. And that's all part of branding, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so, because they see you in a different light. They see you as a solution and not necessarily as a provider.
And as a partner.
Vendor. Right. And that changes the landscape, because it may be that you're going to be in that space sometime in the future. It may be, or more than likely, they're going to find a number or know a number of people who know that they need that service, and so they're very happy because you've provided them an outlet and a solution.
Mm-hmm.
They're very happy to turn you into those customers as well.
Well, you know, Randy, you and I have been around the marketplace probably about the same amount of time, and the people who do what you do 20 years ago were called purchasing agents. They were looking for vendors, people to bring in products and services, and they're not nearly as many purchasing agents today as there used to be, and there are a whole lot more vice presidents of strategic alliances these days.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that sums it up, because it used to be looked at as kind of one looking out. I have a need that's X, and so who can provide that
right.
need at the least cost and the most efficient
and
time?
And if I have a hundred people who I can choose from, I'm wealthy.
Right. And a good example, I can give you an example of Administaff. In Administaff, we have a good relationship with one of your sponsors, with Office Depot, for
mm-hmm.
example, and
mm-hmm.
with IBM.
Right.
And we have our internal needs for the goods and services that they provide. But what we've done is we've looked beyond those borders to our clients and their needs and leveraged that entire need, both to the benefit of IBM and Office Depot, but it's also driven down our cost. So
right.
if you look at it internally and you say, what's the lowest price, that's one way to look at it. But we probably halved our cost
mm-hmm.
by looking outside to the other ways that we can partner to bring a better buying opportunity for everybody in that.
So it's not only enriched you guys in having these relationships from the revenue side, from the customer side, but also from the operations side.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the gift that keeps
yeah.
on giving, isn't it?
And even beyond that, what it's done, maybe even more importantly, is it's provided us opportunities to now partner with them in terms of lead generation
mm-hmm.
for new clients and those
and,
kinds of things.
And you're one degree of separation away from all their partners.
That's exactly right.
Big deal, folks. I hope you're paying attention to this. I learn something every day when I talk to people who are working and doing what Randy does. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Randy McCollum is our guest. He's Vice President of Strategic Alliances at Administaff. That's where I'm broadcasting from today. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.